You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Biblical law. Let's continue on. This is a subject that I get excited about. The Bible tells us in Acts 15:21 that we're supposed to read Moses every Sabbath that's been done for many generations, and it has. That's the law, God's law, the Torah. And three times, or every 7 years, it tells us in Deuteronomy 31 that we're supposed to read the law at the Feast of Tabernacles. And three times the Bible records that this happened at the feast every 7 years. First one was in Joshua 8, starting in 8:30. Second one, 2 Kings 23, verse 1. Now the king sent them to gather all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem to him. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah, and with him all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant which had been found in the house of the Lord. Then the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant. The third time that this was done is in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1. Now, all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read it from the open square that was in the front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for the purpose. And beside him in his right hand, I'm going to skip down for time, verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And then he opened it, and all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Verse 8, it says, so they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. It's plain that the law written by Moses is the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. Sabbath keepers claim to obey God's word, but most of them don't read the Torah every Sabbath in Acts 15:21. And almost all of them have never read the law every 7 years, like it talks about Deuteronomy 31, verses 9 through 13 at the Feast of Tabernacles. Why? Why is there so much deception on this? What happens when people don't understand God's law? Don't let Satan win. Don't let him deceive you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to have his way with you. And don't let him win. Stop. Obey God. Do what Jesus says. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word means every word. Why don't we believe Jesus? Why don't we believe Paul? Why don't we believe God?
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.